Title: Goldie Edit. Distort a rave piano hit from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. Intro: This lesson walks you through one focused workflow. Goldie Edit. Distort a rave piano hit from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. You'll design short, aggressive piano stad using only Live stock devices, sculpt characterful distortion, and then bake that sound into a lightweight, simpler instrument so your sessions stay CPU-friendly. Lesson overview: we'll build a compact operator instrument with a fast noise transient, route it through a minimal distortion chain, saturator, glue compressor, redux, then resample the result to audio and load it into simpler. Along the way, I'll show quick macro mappings for drive, tone, and pitch so you can tweak rapidly. Preparation: start a new live set or open your DNB project. Add a MIDI track and name it Piano Hit Synth. Leave the global sample rate and oversampling at default. We'll keep oversampling off on devices to save CPU. A. Build the raw piano-ish hit in operator drop operator on the MIDI track. For oscillators, set OSC to a saw wave, octave 0, with a tiny detune spread. Use OSC B as a sine tuned up 1 octave and set its level around 40 to 60% to add top-end harmonics. Bring in OSC C as noise around 15 to 25%. This is the transient hiss or click. Keep OSC D off or at a very low level. Set the filter to a low pass 24. Cut off around 2 to 4 kHz, with a modest resonance of 2 to 3. Add a positive filter envelope amount so the filter opens on the attack, something like 20 to 40%. For the amp envelope, use 0 to 1 millisecond attack, decay around 100 to 180 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That gives you the short, percussive stab common to rave piano hits. Add a small pitch envelope on operator A, 1 to 3 semitones with a short decay near 150 milliseconds. This gives the fast percussive pitch drop that helps the stab feel snappy. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip with a tight chord, a classic rave voicing, and place the stab on beat 1. Keep everything quantized tight. B. Light shaping before distortion after operator, at EQ 8. High pass at 40 to 60 Hz to clean the sub, a gentle cut between 600 and 900 Hz to remove boxiness, and a slight shelf boost around 3 to 6 kHz of 1.5 to 3 dB to emphasize attack. Drop a utility next and trim a few dB of gain for headroom. You can set mono low if you want the sub entirely mono, or leave it stereo depending on the mix. C. Distortion chain. Character with minimal CPU: insert the chain saturator, right arrow glue compressor, right arrow redux, right arrow EQ8. On the saturator, start with 3 to 6 dB of drive and choose a soft sine or analog clip curve for musical clipping. Keep oversampling off. Set output gain to trim peaks and leave dry slash wet at 100% for now. We'll create parallel control in a rack. Glue compressor settings. Threshold around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Fast attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release short or auto and make up so the level sits even. Use it to blue the hit, not to overcompress. Redux is inexpensive on CPU and gives grit. Use subtle bit or sample rate reduction, nothing extreme, and mix it lightly so it adds texture without mangling. Finish with a final EQ8 to tame anything above 12 to 14 kHz or to gently shape the tone. D. Parallel control and macros: group the saturator, right arrow glue, right arrow redux chain into an audio effect rack. Map key controls to macros so you can tweak quickly. Map saturator drive to macro 1 label drive. Map the saturator dry slash wet or a chain level send for a parallel blend to macro 2 label drive blend. Map the final EQ low pass cutoff to macro 3 label tone LP. Also map the pitch envelope amount in operator to a macro labeled pitch so you can alter pitch character from the rack. E. Test and refine. Play the stab and sweep drive from subtle to aggressive. Adjust operator decay and release until it sits with your drums. Shorter decay for tighter DNB edits, longer for more sustain. Trim output so you don't clip before resampling. F. Render to audio for minimal CPU. Solo the instrument track and loop the stab you want to keep. Record the looped output to a new audio track by setting its input to the instrument track, arming it, and recording a few bars so envelopes and tails fully decay. Alternatively, freeze the track and flatten if you want a quick commit. Consolidate the recorded region and trim any excess tails. Normalize or trim gain so you have one clean one-shot audio file. Add very small fades if you notice clicks. Drag the consolidated clip into simpler on a new MIDI track. Use classic mode, turn loop off, set voices to 1 or 2 to keep it monophonic and CPU light. Transpose as needed and keep filters minimal or off. Replace the original operator track with the simpler instance and disable or delete the operator track to free CPU. J. Final touches. Lightweight spatial effects and reverb. Route a small amount to a return track with a short plate reverb. Decay around 0.6 seconds. Use sends instead of an insert reverb to save CPU. For stereo width, use utility conservatively and keep the low-end mono with a high pass on any widening processing. For rhythmic variation, use clip envelopes and simpler transpose or small volume changes are cheap and effective. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave oversampling on in saturation or limiting devices. It multiplies CPU. Don't keep heavy synths or modulators running after you like a sound. Resample and replace with simpler. Avoid making everything wide in the low frequencies. Keep subs mono. And always trim output gain after distortion to prevent unwanted clipping. Pro tips: freeze then flatten if you want an editable backup but need a low CPU playback version. Bake two versions, dry and wet, and load them into a drum rack or instrument rack for flexibility. Create a transient-only clean layer and blend it with a distorted sample for clarity. Use simpler transpose instead of extra pitch devices. For velocity dynamics, bake several drive levels and map them to velocity zones inside an instrument rack. Mini practice exercise, 30 minutes 0 to 10 minutes. Build the operator stab and set envelopes, 10 to 20 minutes. Add saturator, right arrow glue, right arrow redux. Map drive to a macro, save the rack as a preset. 20 to 25 minutes, resample each variant and consolidate. 25 to 30 minutes, load each into simpler, set voices to 1, and make a 4-bar loop alternating the 3 hits. Compare CPU before and after. You should see a clear drop after moving to simpler. Recap: you followed the Goldie edit workflow. Design a punchy operator stab with a noise transient and pitch envelope, add musical distortion with saturator, glue, and redux while keeping oversampling off, then destructively render the result and load it into simpler for low CPU playback. Save your audio effect rack with labeled macros as a preset so you can reproduce that Goldie-style distorted piano stab quickly. Closing: treat your baked simpler one-shots as production assets. Name them, version them, and store them in a project folder. Design loud, commit, and keep a frozen editable copy if you want to revisit the original. Now go make 3 fast variants, bake them, and test them in your DNB mix.